Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Perhaps the simplest question is, why Ollie Marmol? Let me try to answer that. Ollie understands what we've been trying to do, what we need to do, and what we want to do in the future. He is interested in both traditional baseball values as well as the modern tools that are available today.
That's what it sounded like earlier today as John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, officially announced that Ollie Marmol will be the next manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And with Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. Very happy to go out to a former teammate of Ollie Marmol, Xavier Scruggs, joining us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Xavier, back in 2010, the Palm Beach Cardinals had a 22-year-old Scruggs and a 23-year-old Ollie Marmol out on the field. What was it like today to hear that your former teammate was announced as the next manager of the St. Louis Cardinals?
Hey, well, good morning, BK. Alex, appreciate you guys having me. And when I heard the news, it was amazing. Amazing to hear, just mostly because I've seen the work that this guy has gone through to get himself to this point. This is a guy that's been in the organization for a while, a good friend of mine for a long period of time. And just being able to know the type of person he is and the hard work that's gone, behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, and just the personality that he has is perfect for this job. Obviously I've been close to Mike Schilt, but also knowing that Oliver Marmol now has an opportunity, an amazing opportunity as a Cardinals manager, brings a lot of joy to me, because I know he's going to do a great job.
Xavier, when you're a manager in baseball, it comes down to relationships just as much as it comes down to baseball smarts when you're managing a game. And from everything we're hearing, it seems like Ollie Marmol is amazing at creating relationships with his players, whether they're teammates or whether they are his players. How impactful do you think that's going to be as the manager of a little bit more veteran style lineup for this Cardinals team?
Yeah, I think that's what you got to look to first. I mean, somebody that takes pride in those types of things. When you're talking about relationships, when you talk about building a bond with your players, having an open door policy to where you're able to conversate with your players. He loves and really is all about those things. And me getting to know him over the past 10 years, 11 years, that's one thing I've understood about him is he cares about what other people feel, what other people think about, all those things. He's so relatable, and it's big. You're talking about being a 35-year-old guy in a clubhouse and in charge of men that are older than you, veterans that have been in this situation longer than you. It's important to build off of those things. And you're talking about a team that's looking to win now. That's the most important thing, is you've got to be able to deal with personalities while navigating a season in which you are trying to win a championship. So I look at all those things, and that's why I believe he's the perfect person for it, because you look at how he's been groomed in the Cardinals organization. You look at how young he is, the ability to relate to today's game and how it's changed in this generation. and all the analytics that come along with it. But then think about the tutelage that he's had. He's learned under Mike Schilt. He's learned under La Russa. He's grown in the organization under a John Mozeliak. So all those things become so much more magnified and useful in a situation now where he takes over.
We're talking to Xavier Scruggs, former Cardinals first baseman, now a consultant with the Cardinals in the diversity, equity, and inclusion arm of the team. Xavier, I did want to ask you about that portion of it, a follow-up on the analytics, the numbers, the information that he's able to get from the front office. And Marmol and the front office both talked a lot about earlier today, John Mozeliak did, the synergy that will have to exist between Gersh and Mo and Marmol moving forward. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's like as a player on the team? Can you tell when the front office and the manager are on the same page versus when they're not?
You can, and it's very obvious. But between communication, between if there's any type of friction in the clubhouse, as the communication from front office is communicated to the players, when we're talking about analytics, when we're talking about game plan, when we're talking about strategy, all those things, the way that they're communicated from up top all the way down to the player and how they perform and how they're supposed to get ready for the game, all those things are easily noticeable. And the synergy they talked about is extremely important, because when you communicate something and it's gone through multiple different layers, that's when things cannot get lost in translation. That's when things have to be very, very emphasized, very important, very specific when it comes to the way those things are talked about. And you think about it as a manager, even as a player, the most important things now we're talking about analytics is how do we go about being able to practice in a sense to where those analytics come out into play on the field. And that's one area where you have to look at being able to explain that to players, and then be able to explain to players also why a certain decision is made, why players have a certain role, and to be ready for certain things that pop up in game strategy. So all those things become that much more magnified when it comes to that synergy, when it comes to that communication, and players and coaches and staff, everybody feels that when there's friction there.
Xavier, I think the one question that we have seen so much since Mike Schilt was fired, and then of course today Ali Marmol is hired, is what's the difference between the manager that's going to take over from Mike Schilt? You played under Mike Schilt in the minors. Now, I know you didn't play under Ali Marmol as a manager, but are there noticeable differences in how Mike Schilt managed compared to what you believe Ali Marmol will be as a manager?
I think so. I think because you're talking about two different personalities. I think you're talking about two different minds in the game. I think Oliver has had an ability to soak in information from not only Schilt, but so much more around him in this game, and bringing a younger energy might be a different type of mentality towards this game, as well as if there were some things that some philosophical differences, quote unquote, that may not have been on page with what Mozeliak was trying to do with Schilt. Those may be some things that Marmol may be able to bring into the light more. Those may be some, so that maybe have to do with game strategy. It may be some different things that we might see under Oliver, Ollie, that I call him, those might be brought to light now on the field that we might not have seen last year or the years before. So there's different personalities. It's different mentality. It's a totally different person. And I think that can be a good thing. It can be a breath of fresh air, especially when you're talking about different types of players and the expectations that you now have. If there are philosophical differences, quote unquote, or if there are any differences from front office to the manager, you want those things sorted out to where now, okay, we're on the same page. That's got to be the biggest thing when you're looking to win in 2022.
Final question that I have for Xavier Scruggs, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Xavier, this is the first manager of color in 70 years for the St. Louis Cardinals. What is the significance of the Cardinals hiring a person of color in your mind for their managerial position?
I mean, the significance means a lot. Personally and collectively, it should for the organization, just the steps that it's taken to recognize that, okay, we can do some different things when it comes to this diversity side. And this is what we talk so much about with MLB. It's like, okay, people of color should get an opportunity, but first and foremost, you have to be qualified. And I think you don't have a John Mozeliak go out and make sure Oliver is now the manager. You don't have him put him in a position unless he's qualified, especially at the age of 35. So we know how rich this organization is. They're not going to take anything less than the best. And that goes for the fans, that goes for this organization, staff, players. So I think it speaks highly to where we are in this game right now. But then also I think it speaks most high about what John Mozeliak and what this Cardinal organization believes Oliver Marmol can do as a person without race, ethnicity, you know, sex, gender, all that stuff taken out. It's more about the person and the way he'll be able to lead this organization.
Well said, Xavier. Hey, we always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today. People can follow you on Twitter at your name, Xavier, X-A-V-I-E-R underscore Scruggs, S-C-R-U-G-G-S. People should do that, be able to follow your work over there. Thanks as always for joining us today. All the best moving forward, man.
I appreciate you guys. Keep doing it. Love what you guys are doing.
Absolutely appreciate you. That's Xavier Scruggs joining us here on 101 ESPN.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.